Good morning. You're tuned in to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. My name is Brooke Schaefer, and I'm in the studio today with two guests, Ashley Bulwark, who is with the Alaska Sea Grant, a fellow working with NOAA, and Taylor White, a PhD candidate at UC Santa Cruz. Thank you both for being here this morning.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Beautiful morning.
Yeah, it's so nice to see the sun. We were just talking about that before we came on the air. Kind of a nice day to talk about things under the water or things outside, and that's what we're here to talk about. Abalone, we're here to talk about an abalone working group. And so I want to turn to you, Ashley. Tell me, when did this working group start, and what exactly is it?
Sure. The working group sort of got started this past fall, 2021, and really started coalescing in the winter. And the working group really was designed to bring together tribes, nonprofit organizations, scientists, managers, all together at the same table to talk about the future of abalone here in Southeast Alaska.
So abalone is a traditional food, I guess, that we harvest, but there's also a fishery for it. What can you tell us kind of about the current state of the fishery, if that's kind of within your wheelhouse?
Sure. Yeah, the commercial fishery closed decades ago already at this point, but there still is a personal use and a sport fishery for abalone. And so you can harvest 5 abalone throughout Southeast Alaska per person per day.
Okay, great. So there are locals and people throughout Southeast that are going out and getting their personal harvest. And I think probably a lot of people who are interested in harvesting more or how to kind of maintain their ability to harvest. And that's where this working group comes into play. Do I understand that correctly?
Exactly. Yeah, the story of abalone is actually really different from place to place in Southeast Alaska. Here in Sitka, we've seen a lot more abalone in recent years. Other places still do not have very many. And there are places yet who have always had a lot of abalone and didn't see as big of a decline as we did here in Sitka. So the story really is drastically different from place to place. So as we have conversations about abalone, I think everybody's interested in more availability of abalone. It's such a cherished resource, both for food and for its customary and traditional uses. And just, it's a really charismatic organism. But the way we might go about looking at having more abalone available to us would be really different in different places. Some places are thinking about sustainability of populations that are already really healthy. And then others are thinking about ways to sort of recover numbers that they used to see in the past.
Okay. I want to pick that thread back up. But first, I want to turn to Taylor for a moment, because Taylor, you're also very interested in abalone, but a little bit more regional, more Sitka based, and also one kind of facet of abalone, which is the interaction with sea otters. So can you tell us a little bit about your work and how that crosses over with Ashley's work?
Right. Yeah. So I am a member of this working group, the abalone working group, and have been researching pinto abalone populations throughout Sitka Sound for, gosh, 8 years now. And I am mostly focused on this next project, next portion of this dissertation on Sitka Sound and the effects of harvest of sea otters and abalone in the area. And so looking at sort of illustrating that history of use in the sound, which is sort of, and pairing it with some of the data that I've collected over the last 8 years to get a better idea of just the patterns and trends that we've been seeing in the sound. So that's a goal. And that is a research project that is sort of ancillary to the working group, but is, you can access it on this survey that we're going to be talking about today.
So. Okay, great. And very relevant one component to this research and looking at abalone is sort of like, how do the ecosystem and the other animals involved. So turning back to you, Ashley, what are some other ways people are thinking about how to manage abalone or get more abalone? You mentioned, I guess, the habitat already, but...
Yeah, so part of this working group is really to start engaging with communities to see what they would like to see for the future of abalone in their area, recognizing there are all sorts of strategies we could take to increase abalone. So some other things that might be considered are habitat improvements, changes in harvest. We sort of mentioned already other species that interact with them. In addition to sea otters, there are urchins that compete with abalone. So thinking about management of urchins with abalone might be a strategy. Additionally, you know, I think there's a lot of work that could be done too to heighten the importance of abalone and just share stories about their importance so that outside of our region, other folks understand why it's such an important resource for us. So there's a lot of different strategies that could be employed. And really, as a working group, we want to know what communities are most interested in seeing in their area.
Great. Well, let's talk about that. So you're looking for people that are listening right now to get involved with providing information and ideas.
Absolutely.
And Taylor mentioned a survey. So maybe what is this survey and then how can people start accessing it?
Sure. So one way we're trying to engage with communities, recognizing that COVID is still around in places and folks are looking for opportunities to still engage with topics, is through a digital survey. So if you're interested in filling out our digital survey, which pretty much just asks questions like, would you like to see abalone farming in your community? Yes or no. It's not asking for anyone's information about where they harvest or anything like that. You can go access that through the Sea Grant website. So if you go to Sea Grant's website here in Alaska, you can just search on the website for the abalone survey and you'll be able to find that. It's got my information all over it. And you can go ahead and fill out the digital survey. I also put up flyers all over town, so feel free to just scan the QR code that's on the flyer if you see one around. It's got a big abalone on the front of it. We're also going to have a few community events where folks could come in and share their thoughts in person or also provide a paper version instead of a digital survey. If you're not the type who likes a digital survey, we wanted to provide some additional options. So if you're based here in Sitka, we do have a couple of community events coming up next Tuesday, August 2nd from 5 to 7. We're going to be at Harbor Mountain Brewing Company, and we're just going to have community conversations about abalone. So it's an opportunity to drop in, chat with a bunch of the folks here in Sitka who are on the abalone working group. We're happy to share what we know about abalone and have conversations, but it's also an opportunity for you to provide information about what you want to see here in Sitka. Additionally, we'll have time at the back door on Friday, August 5th. From 12:30 to 2:30. It's just going to be sort of a drop-in coffee chat time. I'll be there again with some of the other folks from the working group to just chat with folks about their interests in some of these different strategies for the future here.
Wonderful. And the survey will be at that event as well, I imagine.
Yeah. So we'll also have those QR codes at both of these events where folks can just scan it and walk away and kind of do it at home when they have some more time to think.
Great, great. Mm-hmm. And Taylor, you're someone who will probably be at these events and available to talk about some of your work. And you're kind of going to be looking to for even more of this sort of feedback from folks. Tell us a little bit about what you have coming up.
Yeah. And so this is sort of, again, ancillary to this survey, but I will be at these events and I always love talking about abalone, especially people's experiences with abalone. And at the end of this survey, though, that is a part of the working group, there's a form you can fill out. It's one question, basically. Send your email and I will contact you about this awesome research project that has been in the works for a little while now. And the project itself is called Ways of Knowing Abalone and Sea Otters in Sitka Sound. And so it's talking about just multiple ways of knowing in this ecosystem, specifically Sitka Sound, which, as Ashley said, there are lots of different histories in each of the different areas of Southeast Alaska, obviously very dynamic. And in Sitka, of course, we have our historical, like traditional customary use of shellfish and otters and commercial fishery and the absence of sea otters. And then we've had this reintroduction of sea otters. And so both sea otters and humans extract quite a lot from the ecosystem. And there are just multiple ways of understanding the trends and patterns and extraction and whether or not it's someone who's like, lived here. I mean, anyone who's lived here long enough, there's just a wealth of knowledge of the ecosystem in this community. And so this project is attempting to sort of capture some of that and some of the history and the stories that people have of their abalone harvest and the trends that they've been seeing, and also sea otter harvest and the trends that they've been seeing following sea otter reintroduction. So this would hopefully illustrate a larger image of what's been happening in Sitka Sound to actually help inform the more regional group of some of the trends that have happened after sea otters have been in the Sound for a long time, and how that's changed with abalone harvest, et cetera. And also just provide the folks who are stakeholders in this sort of this resource, this traditional customary use species, these important species, more of a voice in and participatory in the research that goes into sort of like the management of these species and can inform the group and everyone. We'll all learn a lot, I think.
And you also will be, people can say that they want to be involved by doing this one question survey. And then you potentially will have one-on-one interviews with some of these folks that are very private and, but will provide this information.
Yeah.
So people can look for that by connecting with you now and giving you their email, but also maybe look for things later this fall. That's when you'll be doing that work.
Yeah. And so these will be sort of either one-on-one interviews to collect more personal experiences and sort of what folks have been seeing and what folks have been harvesting through time. And also, it will be sort of in the fall. So it'll be following a lot of the working group things. So you might hear from me again, but you can contact me at twhite1@ucsc.edu, or you can text or call 907-738-1798. Or you can just take this wonderful survey that we have on the working group, and on the last question, just check a box, and I will either contact you, or you have the option of contacting me, and we can start from there, and just and at least get contacts to start these interviews. And you can also do a shorter interview. There's a 15-minute online survey that you can do for me, or for this research, or you can meet and talk with me for an hour, and we can share abalone stories and trends.
Great. Wow. Okay. This sounds wonderful. So I guess we got your phone number and email. Taylor, I'll ask you, Ashley, is there any contact information we can give out to folks who are interested in coming to these events or just in general?
Absolutely. If you'd like to reach out to me about any of the working group efforts, whether to get involved with the working group or come to an event, you can reach me. My email is abulwerk, so that's bolwerk@alaska.edu. And you can get me on my cell phone number at 920-242-8115. And I'd be happy to chat abalone. And both Taylor and I are happy to pass you to the other if you get the wrong person. Yeah. So feel free to reach out to whoever you would like. And we're happy to connect you with whatever efforts you're interested in.
Wonderful. Thank you. Well, thank you, Ashley and Taylor, for being here this morning.
Thank you.
And thank you, listeners, for tuning in to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka.